Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are Empowered Communication. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday night live, and LA Talk Radio for playing us on all the stations and multiple time frames. If you want to hear our archives, you can go to the LA Talk Radio site, and they're all there, every one of them. Dr. Allen, you're live, and I believe we already have a caller. Are you ready to go to work?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, let's do this thing. Pretty awesome. And our Ronin at the switchboard, who is amazing, is going to get our caller for us. And then we are going to have some fun playing with our people in the hot seat.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling us.
I have an update. I believe I called last week. The man that was dating me, he said that I was driving a wedge between the relationship because I wouldn't give him the number of men I've introduced to my mother.
Oh, okay.
And you guys mentioned giving you an update.
Who's giving an update? Oh, you're telling us the update. He said that you're interfering with his courtship of you by not answering lessons and questions about what you've learned in your past before you knew him.
Yes.
Well, I got news for you. Better you split now before you start than you start something and then split. What he's setting up is a narcissistic level of you being a zero and him being a 10 with rights from your birthday to your death day.
Mm-hmm.
That's not equitable.
Correct. And if I remember last time we spoke about it, you had said, what did you say? That his guilt will wait this out and see how long it takes for his guilt to take over.
That's exactly right. And once his guilt takes over, at that time, he will figure out a way to see that you caused it.
Yes, and it took him one day.
Oh, what did he do?
Well, everything was fine. We had a conversation and we both agreed going forward, okay, let's take some time and space and just rebuild the friendship and then see where it goes from there. And then not maybe 2 hours later, he text, what's the status of the relationship? And so I said, I thought we just talked and we agreed that we were going to. And he's like, well, I did. I gave you some time. And I'm like, but it hasn't been a day.
Okay.
And so anyways, yeah, yes, it did lead him to saying, calling and saying, so this is how you want to end it.
And you said, I didn't know I was ending it.
Well, I kind of was stunned and I said, I don't know what to do from this point. And he said, where should I drop off your stuff?
So he terminated you.
Yes, that's correct.
Very good. So get your things back. And don't be surprised if within 8 weeks he's not back on the phone trying to date you and get you to mother him with your personal life, your future life, your life with him, whatever.
Yeah. Well, what I found interesting is the next day I was like, you know, I'm going to take myself out to dinner. So I took myself out to
good food girl,
for dinner.
Good girl.
Not too much.
Your anima soul is going to take you on a date.
Yeah. And I was like, this is so fun. And I mean, and then I was asked out on a date at the supermarket. So, it to me kind of said that like there was a sign, like, okay, the right thing has happened.
Yes, the right thing is happening because he can't let it happen. It's too pleasurable. He is too afraid of dopamine. He probably suffered as a little kid and is a norepinephrine addict. Do you know what that is?
I've heard you speak about it, yes.
I want to give you the information. All human beings have neurotransmitter nerve cells that carry energy from one part of the brain and the body to another part. We have a sex part. We have a sleeping part. There's all kinds of offices in our brain and our nervous system. But three major neurotransmitters. One is dopamine, and it really is, it goes high. And the two things that stimulate it the most are sex and money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not hard to find out. You know, that's what we're doing. Then there's another one called serotonin, which is there for nervous days. It's like if you sleep well, because serotonin needs to be created sleep-wise. So if you do that, you will wake up in the morning with a better nervous system. If you don't take care of your sleep hygiene, that means find out what your body likes. You see, you're going to be very subject to stress, which produces cortisol, which strips your nerves, lowers your T cells so you get diseases. It's really bad. So there's dopamine, high, upper, have fun. There's serotonin, sleep and produce serotonin so that you're comfortable the next day. And then there's one clever one, norepinephrine. And it means no epinephrine. Epinephrine is another word for adrenaline. In England, they talk about epinephrine. In America, we talk about, you know, we talk about adrenaline, but they're both the same thing. Now, with norepinephrine, let me tell you this, and he may be a victim of this. If you have too much pain in the first 3 years of your life, like a drunk daddy or a violent mother or something, you know, if you have a bad time, I hate to say it, but your nervous system thinks that norepinephrine is normal, pain is normal, and that people that are bringing you pleasure lie. There's even a book for women in particular, because we women are very, with our big corpus callosum, we are very subject to pain and pleasure. And there's a book by Maria Marcos called A Taste for Pain. It's a woman that were raised on pain, under the age of 3 that literally think pain is normal and pleasure is only there temporarily, and somebody's going to come and take it away. Does that sound a little like this guy?
Yes. And he was in, yes, it does. I believe his mother was, drank a lot, and he was in, it sounded to me like he was in a painful marriage for many years.
I got it. But the problem now is you're not painful enough for him to keep.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be we had electrocardiotherapy for the nervous system. We had hydrotherapy. We have EMDR, eye movement, rapid eye movement therapy. Now we have TMS, transcranial, right lobe feelings, left lobe thinking, transcranial electromagnetic stimulation of the brain, mm-hmm. which hopefully rewires the brain. And the book on that is by Norman Doidge, The Brain That Changes Itself. We can rewire. I've had a number of clients that did TMS and were able to enjoy pleasure, dopamine, fun, sensuality, mm-hmm. stop drinking, stop using drugs. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hope he finds that.
I hope he does too. But it's not your problem. He simply showed you some symptoms that you told me, and I'm telling you that too much pain under the age of 3 causes you to think pain was normal and pleasure is not.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, the word I want to tell you is next date.
I was asked on a date at Whole Foods, and then a guy that asked me out about a year ago came up again.
You know why? Because he wasn't ready to fall in love.
Oh, okay.
And he may be more ready for falling in love. Men fall in love when really what they want is to fall into sex. See, we women, we bond when we have premature sex. And that makes mm-hmm. us silly glued to them. But only old men are on estrogen because their testosterone is down and the estrogen in their body is impacting them. So mm-hmm. they are subject. But you know who they fall in love with? Miss Teeny Bopper
Younger
Gold
women?
Digger. What?
Yes, yes.
But we women, when we're young, we bond to men that are good lovers, and we mislabel it as being in love. It's not being in love, it's being in lust. You're being mm-hmm. a dopamine addict over sex. So have I given you a story that's given you some reason for this man to act the way he's acting?
Yes. And I feel happy with being terminated. I feel good about that. I did shed some light. I started thinking about my ex again from over a year, well over a year ago. And
are
I
you
found
still
that
bonded
to
him?
Too. It's possible.
Okay. What's the symptom? You were married to him or you're not?
No, I wasn't married to him. We dated for about a year. My boss couldn't.
You couldn't
give him
what?
What he wanted.
What did he want?
He wanted to talk about moving in and
He wanted about you being his mama.
Yeah, and I couldn't do it at that time.
Wait a minute. You could do it. You wouldn't do it because while you were bonded to him, you loved yourself more than anybody, and you said no.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And he's come back again?
He has not, no.
Okay, so why do we bring him up?
Because I don't know why. After I was terminated, he came up in my memories.
You know why? Because you were bonded to him. That's bodies marry physically.
Mm-hmm.
You see, marriage as a principle of behavior in the government, marriage is more for women and kids to protect them from being objects of men.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
Codependency.
Yeah,
so what do you want to do about your ex?
I'm considering one of your hi-bye letters.
Well, why don't you write a hi-bye letter?
Okay.
Have you got the skeleton of it?
I do, yeah. Probably wouldn't hurt to say it, though.
Okay. First paragraph, everything you liked about him. Second paragraph, the pain of ending or having it ended in the relationship. Did you end it or did he?
I did.
Okay, and you regret it now?
I'm starting to wonder if I do. Or maybe
that's what I mean. You're going back.
Bonded.
I hear you're going back to check on the bonding that's still residual.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. You're taking a temperature on a relationship.
Okay.
Okay, and it's fine. So the second paragraph is the pain of perhaps a mistake based on your father's dying and you being anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the third paragraph is, I don't want to be alone. Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay, do you want to be married?
Yes.
Okay, mating is not enough for you.
Correct.
It's the same contract, monogamy, continuity, longevity, but the one which the document gives you more legal backing, especially if you have kids. The new phrase that men use that I hear now is my baby's mama. It's not my wife, my girlfriend. It's my baby's mama, which means a woman gave him a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But she is responsible for it. So the third paragraph is, you don't want to be alone. You're wondering how he's doing. And just letting him know you're dropping your hanky. You're flagging him.
Okay.
The fourth paragraph is, I don't want to be alone the rest of my life. I want to get married.
Okay.
And the fifth paragraph is, thank you so much for reading this letter about our former relationship. See, the first sentence is, I'm writing this letter to share my thoughts and feelings about our relationship. And then you start in with what you liked and the pain of it not being here and what you want and what you don't want. I don't want to be alone. And thank you for reading this letter and perhaps responding by phone or email or letter yourself.
Okay.
Are you willing to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that has been incredibly helpful. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling and giving me a subject that I can speak on from experience.
Yes, thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you,
Colin. Right.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Okay, Dr. Ellen, we've got some more calls coming in. I want to remind everybody.
Let's do it.
Well, actually, I have to tell everybody a secret. So while Ronan's getting us our next call, I will tell everybody we are opening up our list for the elite group.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Good afternoon, Dr. Allen. First of all, thank you so much for everything that you've done for me over the years.
Well, thank you for calling and saying that, because that encourages me to keep on doing it.
Oh, yes, please do. So I called you before about a man I've been seeing for about 2 months. And on Valentine's Day, he disappeared somewhat abruptly after picking a bit of a fight.
Did he ghost you?
Ghosting.
Did he drop out of your life without a message?
There were some messages that said I'd ended the relationship, and I said, no, I didn't. I don't remember saying that. I certainly didn't. And then he did at a certain point disappear ignoring my text messages of maybe a dozen.
All right. So he rejected you.
Well, yeah, he acted like a real jerk. Yeah.
All right. You know. So what are you calling me for?
Well, 4 days ago, he suddenly texted me at 5:30 in the morning on Sunday.
Do you know why?
He said, how are you doing? And,
no, what he was saying to me to tell you is he thought about your value and knew that he had made a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Am I hoping that you didn't give him free sex?
Oh, far from it. I have skillfully kept far from the bedroom for 2 months, and no, absolutely not. No
did
such
you
thing.
Did you require monogamy, continuity, and longevity goals?
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
yes.
I want you to know he was mad at you for charging him for sex. But now he knows that you're a virtuous woman and you're qualified for making love, not just having sex.
Okay, so I put him off and I said I won't be able to speak to you until at least after Thursday, because I'd planned to talk to you first by the grace, and I am.
I got it. Now, did he do anything immoral, unethical, or illegal? Did you ever have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer?
No, but I think he may not be as honest as I'd prefer. He pretended he didn't get the messages that I'd sent him, instead of saying that, you know, I didn't get them and I was in a bad mood. And he said he was.
I've got news for you. One of the ways men fall in love is making and keeping agreements. He's lost you. He's trying to get you back because he has dated free sex women. He's picked enough cherries for a force ranger, and he now wants to investigate falling in love.
Uh-huh.
Women bond physically when they have free sex. Men fall in love. They have to fall in love with the virtuous woman because she won't give them free sex. She will say, I'm very attracted to you, but I don't have casual sex because I don't want to be in love with somebody that's not in love with me. I want to be in a monogamous, committed, sexual, social marriage. I want to be continuously seeing you on a schedule that we design. And I want us aiming for marriage. Are you in the mood for marriage?
You know, yes, but there's another question. Not necessarily with him. I still have questions about who he is, and
okay,
I wish.
So you're still dating three men.
No, but I've had things going on. One of which is my little Chihuahua wasn't well, so I will be. What I want to do is what you suggested in the previous call: is date him and two others. Which was that's what I'd like to do because I.
That's what I'm. That's the three men. No. One is overcommitted. Two is either or, and three is diversification, a good premise for business. Marriage is a business, whether we like it or not.
Oh, okay. In part, I think, yes, that's true. I want to get to know him better. I'm not sure I like him as much as I'd want to like a future husband.
I fully understand that. Have you read Getting to I Do by me?
Yes, I have. I've underlined it about 1,000 times in different places. And for my birthday, I received your other one, the little other one.
Man's World?
Oh, Man's World, in a way, yes. It's very
Woman's
impressive.
Universe. That one has a synopsis of everything I teach.
Yes, it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. I haven't read it all yet. Just got it on the 17th.
It takes about four readings because... It's very condensed. I didn't let it be floundering because men don't like to read big self-help books. They want concise, data-based, efficient books.
Right.
So I wrote it.
it's lovely and it's a masterpiece. I love it. So my question, I'm not sure if he's that honest. So that's one of the very big things on the list.
Do you want to investigate him?
Yes, I do. And then he is offering to make amends. He said, what would you like me to do to make it up to you? And I thought, list of things you can do around the house. I'm thinking about 46 hours of labor.
I've got news for you. He asked you what he can do to make up for his not being valuing your virtue.
Yeah. Yeah, I think 46 hours of labor will go a long way. I'm kidding, you know, who knows?
Why, is he a carpenter or something?
He's the contractor.
Oh, he could see that things could get done. So what you're saying is you want him to demonstrate his courtship feelings for you in your home.
Yes, in other places. Yes, that's one place. Yes, definitely.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to hold him hostage in the house 24 hours. I want to go to the beach with the dog and everything. And that's a question. I don't know if he likes my dog.
Feel free to write all these things down. And if you date him, give him the paper.
Oh, I'm in the process of doing that, in fact.
Good.
Making a list of what needs to be done. And
good.
And, yes.
Would you if he did the things, would you go monogamous, continuous, and long term?
Not unless I can see that he is honest, and I am concerned about his temper as well.
I've got news for you. Do not trust human beings.
Right.
Let them demonstrate their trustworthiness, and it takes at least a year for you to be able to trust a human being.
Yes.
So
I am
willing to date him to see if he's trustworthy?
Yes, but not exclusively at this point. Before, I'm not ready to...
I understand that.
Yeah.
What you're saying is, I'm not ready to go exclusive, but if you want to court me with services... Here's a list of services I would appreciate.
Yes, definitely. He was pushing very hard, very early for exclusivity, and I said no.
Darling,
he wanted to.
I've got news for you. The only reason most men marry is to keep the woman they're interested in for themselves. Do you understand that? Marriage is for women and children. set up protecting, you see. But some cultures, like Saudi Arabia, the men take care to control the women. And in America, we've gone through our women's lib. Now women are being more masculine than most men.
Yes.
That's why my book says it's a man's world and a woman's universe. Men are in charge of things. Women are in charge of oxygen. What do you use oxygen for? Breathing and speaking.
Life.
For every woman can use 5,000 words compared to a man's 2,500. And
yep.
Men know that they don't like listening to our abstract on and ons, but they know they've got to cherish us or we go away to somebody else.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what
mm-hmm.
you're saying to me, Pat Allen, I'm going to date three people. I'm not
yes.
going to be exclusive. Nobody's getting intercourse. They can get affection, but nobody's getting their penis in my mouth, my anus, or my vagina until I'm ready to go exclusive.
But absolutely. He's got that one straight. I mean, he's fully aware of that. It's been very crystal clear from the get-go.
Good.
He has
so what else
no
can
emotions.
I do to help you now?
Maybe put me in touch with two gorgeous men. I don't know.
No, I don't do dating. I want you to be on their Zoom dating services. What country are you in?
No, I'm here in California. I was just kidding. I mean, there's plenty of men.
I'm not kidding. I'm teaching. Mm-hmm. There is a Zoom dating service called The Fun Dot Singles.
What was that again? The Fun?
Fun. F-U-N. The Fun Dot Singles.
Okay.
If anybody else knows other ones, but now that the virus is lifting slightly, we will probably see our dating apps coming back. In other words, dating may go back to normal.
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm living in a small town where it's easy to meet people. I've just got to leave the house. And there are lots of lovely dog parks and golf courses and
so you're flirting.
What?
You're looking in men's eyes and smiling. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. And the farmers market, there's hundreds of people walking through the farmers market on Sunday.
Good.
Yes,
excellent.
But this fun singles
church,
dot
church is also nice.
Yeah, depending. That's right. Possibly, yes. The fun dot singles is that something? It sounds very frivolous. I'm looking for something more conservative. Is that what
no,
is
that's,
this fun thing?
They divide up by age. I mean, I'm just asking you to look at their ad.
Yeah, I'll have to get someone to help me. I don't use computers too much, but yes. That might be a possibility. It makes me a bit nervous going on the computer and just seeing a screen. And I've heard that people lie a lot, but I could check.
Honey, that's why you don't let a penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina until you trust them.
Right. Well, he hasn't.
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep. I don't want you to start out trusting people. I want you to see how they make and keep agreements, building a trustworthy record.
Yes. Yes, I think he was fuddling the fact that he didn't get the messages because he didn't want to just come straight out and say, well,
Dear,
you know, I
most
went off
men
with
want
women.
Free. Listen, most men want free sex. Free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No such
and
thing.
And many women give them that. It's called Friends with Perks.
That's terrible. Yeah, no thanks.
You see, I didn't say it was terrible. If they like it, it's their business.
Terrible for me. I don't want that. Yeah, no.
Well, then would you please go out and start flirting in a virtuous way so that we can help you get mated, which is marriage without a legal document, or married. That's mating with a legal document. Okay?
Yes, absolutely. This is the intention.
Good.
Definitely. Yes. So I'll let him know.
Did you get what you needed?
I think I did. I think so. Yes. I was, yes.
All right.
I will call him and let him know that I have a list of things for him to do.
Good.
If he'd like to.
Good.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So we've got more calls coming up. What I was saying was we've opened our special list for the elite groups. And if somebody is interested in joining one of those elite groups, getting on the list, they can reach out.
Is this for men and women or just women?
No, it's your special elite groups. Just women. And so they can reach out to info@drpatallen.com. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hello. My question is, a guy asked me out on a date.
Good.
Well, we were supposed to go out tonight in an hour, and this morning I canceled. I said something has come up. Sorry, I won't be able to make it.
For what reason did you do that?
My sense is that he's a narcissist. And also, I just started my period.
Have you dated him before?
We went on one date before. He calls and texts.
And what gave you the idea that he was a man who wanted to be respected and cherished equally, and you had to be a zero? What did he do that caused you to feel like a zero?
Several things. One being that he asked me to call him and reach out to him, and I told him I won't do that unless we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
I love it. I love it. I love you for saying it. What did he say to that request?
Initially he said, yeah, but I'm not he just kind of tried to talk me out of it. And then he texted me later and he said, I respect your boundaries and thanks for letting me know.
I've got news for you. He just said, I'm not a narcissist. By saying that apology and that commitment, he just impressed me.
Okay, but then he asked me to cook for him and he hasn't.
I've got news for you. Listen to what I'm going to say. It is in everybody's best interest to test people for self-love and other love. What he's doing is trying to get you to mother him. I got that. But whether he accepts your saying no is him being a man, learning to be a gentleman. He has a right to want women to give him everything free. He has a right to want that.
Yeah.
And when you say no to him, I hope he says, you know what? I respect your boundaries. That man made points with me, even if he didn't make them with you. You don't punish men for asking for free money, free sex, free housing, free food, free anything.
Yeah,
you have the responsibility. You have the responsibility of demonstrating self-love. You have a right to say that, do that, want that. But I don't do that unless I'm in a committed relationship and we negotiate.
Yes. So I'm doing that with him. And the other thing I don't like that he does is, like, he reads my mind and then he makes this. I've hated this. My exes.
I've got news for you. men have 21 genes committed from the time they're conceived to being intuitive, especially if they're right-handed. What?
But he, I feel like he and other men do this to like put the blame on me for something they don't want to do.
Honey, I want you to know he's testing you to see if you're free.
Right. And
do you want to hear what I have to say?
Yes.
I want you to demonstrate self-love, not hate him for wanting to be a little boy with the mama. Remember, men have to leave their mother. We have to attract a father-like person to love us.
Right. And I'm just wondering, like, is this guy already showing me red flags and hopeless?
No, dear. He's testing you to see what you're going to do about it.
I feel like he keeps pushing me into a caretaking.
I got news for you. He's not pushing you. He's inviting you into being a mother. Do you know how many women get conned into being mothers to grown men?
Yeah, me, my whole life. My entire life.
Well, then would you please see them as tests that you can pass or fail? When a man says, I want you to cook me a meal, thank you for respecting my skills at cooking, but we're not in a committed relationship. You're courting me. And right now, I'm dating you plus others.
Okay.
I want you to stop being mad at men for wanting mama back.
Okay. I'm trying, but I don't know if I, like, when I recognize this and it's unpleasant for me, should I just say I'm not interested and move on because they're not going to change?
No, they are going to change. That's why I make my living this way. That's what we therapists, we doctors, we dentists, that's what we do. We help people change.
That want to change, but most of the men I've encountered don't want to change. Or they
I got news for you. That's because you don't negotiate. You terminate them.
Yeah.
You don't say to them, here's the tools. I'm a transactional analyst. Sigmund Freud was a psychoanalyst. Carl Jung was an analyst. I like Carl Jung and I like Sigmund Freud, but I liked what Eric Byrne did to Sigmund Freud. Instead of big, heavy-duty words, super clinical, whatever words, he simplified the words. Remember the following statement from India. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, for they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Be aware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, at the doctor's office being healthy, and in every relationship that contains love. So I teach people to communicate with negotiation. You have a right to be you. I have a right to be me, and we'll communicate with each other without judging. Ask away for whatever you want. I'll say you have a right to want that, but I don't give that sort of thing like sex free unless I'm engaged or at least going steady.
Yeah.
You understand what
I totally understand what you're saying and I love it. And
well, then why don't you do it?
I'm doing it, but I was afraid. I started my period today, and I was afraid I would get mad and irritable if he pushed me into mothering him, so I canceled. But my big question for you is, what do I say? Because he said he'll call me later, and what if he asked, like, why did I cancel? Should I be honest and say,
yes, you should say, you have every right to want me to mother you, but I don't want to be your mother. I want to be your girlfriend for right now, if you wanted that. do you want me to be your girlfriend monogamously, continuously, and long term? Yes or no? No, I don't know you well enough. Same to you. I don't know you well enough yet. Do you want to build a friendship that might go to a wedding? Negotiate the truth.
Okay. And what if he says, what are you talking about, what, mothering you? I'm not mothering you, or I don't want you to mother me. What are you talking about? What, I imagine he'll say that.
Then you'll give him an example of mothering. Give me an example that you're going to give him.
Him asking me to cook for him and call him, and also him.
That's right. You're asking me to court you before we're committed. You want me to court you. I want to be the woman, not the man.
I love that. Okay.
The egg sits, the sperm moves. I'm an egg. You're a sperm.
Okay. I'm writing this down. Okay, I'm going to say that. So you have every right to want me to mother you, but it turns me off, and that's why I canceled. Does that sound okay?
That's okay. And he says, well, will you give me another chance? What will you say?
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Yes. Okay, thank you. But just one last thing is, like, sometimes I like listening to him talk. He talks about himself a lot and his.
I got news for you. You know peacocks?
Yeah.
Would you rather be a male peacock or a female? Who's prettier?
The male.
That's right, to attract the female.
This
man is doing nothing but a commercial.
Yeah, but they kind of turn me off, the things he talks about. Like, it's like I'm not turned on by the things he's saying that he seems like he wants to impress me with.
I've got news for you. He's only trying to sell you him.
Okay, and if I just don't feel attracted, then maybe that's a sign to move on.
On the third date, I ask women to date three men and give them each three chances to create chemistry, don't I?
You do, yes.
Okay. If on the third date he asks you for a fourth date and you have no chemistry, you tell him, I appreciate you wanting to date me more, but I don't have the romantic feelings that I need to be a committed woman with you. And I do not want to lead you on, nor do I want to use you as a meal ticket or whatever. So if you want me as a friend and no sex and no romance, fine, give me a call.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm going to do that.
Welcome.
And see you on a Monday meeting.
Good. Excellent.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay. I believe we've got some more calls coming in. And I want to give that email address one more time.
What?
That email address for our group to get on the group list, the elite group list, is info@drpatallen.com. So I also want everyone to know that they should sign up for our newsletter at www.drpatallen.com. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Oh, there's Brian.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of fanfare. Thank you.
Well, we had a couple of penises call the other week. But you're the consistent one.
Yes. And I appreciate you doing the hi bye letter, because I have a friend who is going through a breakup, and I told him about the hi bye letter, and the version that he got was a little different than what you put out there. So I'm going to text him what you outlined a little bit more. So I was glad to hear that.
Good. I want everybody that likes my work to teach my work to other human beings. There's only three ways to communicate: negotiate with love, intimidate with fear, or seduce with guilt and shame.
Yes, that's the big stuff. I definitely subscribe to that. So I have two women that are, again, a little bit of a distance within the state, but a little distance.
But a little and they far. How many miles? Well, you know, how many miles?
Like 300-400 miles, so not the end of the Ooh. World. And one is planning to come down in June.
Oh, she is. Good.
Yeah,
she's presenting herself.
Yes. And her and I have been, you know, I guess having a Zoom date every week. So that's been good for the
that's
last.
That's lovely. You're building a friendship.
A couple of months.
Beautiful.
And then there's another one who I'm probably even more excited about, although I haven't had as many Zoom dates with her, but she's very consistent as well. And we're going to talk tonight, and I've got some, you know, there's a way to spice up Zoom dates with sharing interests and things like that. But so they're both, you know, they're both doing well. I think there's definitely possibilities, but both of them are a bit of a distance. Then there's the third one, who is closer, and we've talked over the last week or two,
and it's been
very fun and nice, and we tentatively talked about, because she's close by, getting
is
together
chemistry,
on Saturday.
Is chemistry being stimulated?
I think so. I've seen her essentially on Zoom, and I think I'll be attracted to her when I see her in the future.
It's
the other two,
funny,
I'd be very surprised.
Chemistry is created by smelling.
Yes. So we'll see. But at least from what I can see, and you say men pick with their eyes. From what
men
I can see
men pick
with
their eyes, but they bond chemically with their nose. We're nice little animals. What do dogs do when they meet each other?
Oh, yes. We've all seen that. And my nose is stuffy as it is, but hopefully it'll pick up something. The issue with her is we had a date. She canceled for a very good reason, because there was something that was very exciting that she could do that day. And then I reached out to her by text and phone the last couple of days, and I haven't heard back from her. So I'm debating, do I reach out to her one more time? The last time was a couple of days ago. Or say, hey, I left a voicemail. She'll get back to me or not.
Do you want to confront her, or do you want to build with her?
No. I don't want to confront and make it a negative situation. I want to meet
then
her.
Then you want to say... I want you to answer this. Did she say she would return your call or in any way form an agreement with you about the call?
When we talked last Friday, it was like I don't remember the exact words, but something to the effect that we'll get together another time.
So you qualify
Saturday.
Based on that. You qualify with, where did you go?
Where did you
go requires that you, with another human being, tentatively agreed that you would socialize in the next week. And there was no information exchanged that wasn't going to happen. You were ghosted.
That's what could have happened. Maybe she was busy this week.
Wait a minute. Not notifying you about being available to something that she had tentatively agreed you would do qualifies you, in my world, for calling her and saying, we had a good time and we had a tentative agreement that we would talk about getting together again. Where did you go?
Okay, so I can essentially reach out to her, say, where did you go today?
Because, even though because we had tentatively started to build a date.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not punishing her. We simply asked her, did she have a car accident?
Uh-huh. That could have got busy at busy
and whatever
at work
she did, if she handles it gracefully, she'll say, oh, yeah, I didn't call you when I said I would, but something came up. Now, that attitude is one of a human being that gets pulled off of the track. But you are not criticizing her, and you're not abandoning her either. See, right now in this conversation, you're explaining her reason for not keeping that agreement.
Yeah, I
and
don't
that
know
may
what
be
it is.
True, but the where did you go capsulizes what happened that didn't come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so reaching out, saying, where did you go? And, okay, I think
After we had tentatively talked about getting back together.
Really, this would be a first date, since we canceled for Saturday.
Oh, I see. This is a first
date. Yeah, we haven't met yet.
Okay.
Yeah, talked on the phone a couple times before, but yes, this is a first date.
I think you can use where did you go even on the first date.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And you suggest doing that by text. The last thing I texted her, no reply, and then phone called 2 days ago, and so far no reply. So what would you suggest for
do you have her phone number? Have you ever talked to her on the phone?
Okay, so you would say call her again and say the version of where did you go?
That's exactly what I would do, because that's what happened.
Yeah. It is, and then no reply after that. Let it go.
We'll find out what she does. We don't know what she's going to do.
Okay. Well, that's true.
What I'm doing is don't throw all scraps in the garbage, because you can make some stew out of some. Let's see if she got frightened of being. Maybe she was impressed with you. Who knows what she felt? But you know what you felt, and you realize, as a gentleman, you were explaining to yourself that she was busy. You apologized to you for her.
Right, which of course is not, I'm placing all kinds of things on her, but not you. Yeah, I'm taking care of her more than taking care of me.
So I want you to take care of you and practice. Remember the qualifications for where did you go? There has to be a future plan that sounds fun to both people.
Near where she is. It's going to be fun for both of us.
So with that in mind, I want you to use the tool called Where Did You Go?
Okay, I will certainly do that. I will reach out to her before my Zoom date later. Now that I'm definitely excited about.
Excellent. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I know you must have other callers waiting, so I'll Yes, thank you for handling the immediate concern, and especially the hi-bye letter from my friend.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Call again. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we've got some more calls lined up. Pardon me. And we're going to get them in here from our wonderful Ronan at our switchboard. He very well handles our callers. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen. Thank you so much. Hi.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I've actually spoken to you about this relationship in the past, and I had a bit of a bump in the road. He's a man that we were dating for a few months, like virtually, but he was like texting me every day and calling me every once in a while, and felt like there was a pretty strong interest. And then once we got vaccinated, I started to see him in person, and, you know, it seemed like he was really interested in being physical. I made our first encounter, like, at a cafe, even though he had invited me to his house because I didn't want to go to his house, you know, the first time. And then, you know, the second time I went to his place and, you know, he asked me for, like, oral sex, and I told him I didn't feel comfortable unless we were in a committed long-term relationship.
Wonderful.
And I also told him I wanted him to do an STD test before giving him
yes.
all that.
Oh, God, yes. And does he have his vaccination? And has he got his test? Whatever. Please
stay
alive.
He didn't do the STD test. And then, you know, we had another date where we went out. And, you know, we had to talk about exclusivity. And, you know, I told him that now that I had been vaccinated, I was, you know, the other guys were asking me out. And I did want to be exclusive with him, you know.
Yes,
so I told him, you know, that if, you know, I told him other men are asking me out and I'm not sure what I should do. And, you know, I said that if he didn't
what
feel comfortable.
What did he say to that wonderful question?
He said he wanted to take things slow, you know, take it one day at a time, like, kind of invasive.
He sounds like a girl.
Yeah, and then I just said, you know, I said, look, it's fine if you're not ready to be boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm okay
that's
with that.
Perfect.
But I said, if that's how you want to proceed, I said, that's fine, but I don't feel comfortable being intimate under those situations,
that's
you know, under
exactly
that.
Exactly right. Oh, God bless you.
So then he thought about it and he said, no, I want the intimacy. I want to be boyfriend, girlfriend. So I said, yes.
So,
and we had the agreement, you know.
Oh, he said yes to you. I mean, did he say you're my girlfriend?
Yeah, he said that he wanted the intimacy and that he wanted to be boyfriend, girlfriend. That
and
he
so
wanted,
what
he
did
wanted.
You do for intimacy? Did you do the STD test?
Well, that's the thing. Like, the next time I saw him, he said, can we make love, you know, when I see you? And I said, yes, because he had said he'd be my boyfriend. And then when I was at his place, he asked me again for oral sex. And I said, well, I need the STD test. And he got really upset with me. And he was like, it's just a blowjob, you know. And I was like, well, but I asked you to
do
this.
Do you want to hear a horrible experience I had as a therapist? A girl gave a man oral and vaginal sex and got herpes in both her mouth and her vagina.
Oh my gosh.
The herpes can be two different styles of diseases.
Right. Yeah, so I told him I wanted the test and he got really irritated with me and very frustrated.
Wait a minute. Do we really care how men feel when we say no to them? Are they being men when they get upset? No, they're being women.
Yeah.
And when women say, he got mad at me and I don't want to lose him, and so I gave him oral and vaginal intercourse.
Yeah, no, I stood my ground. I said no. I said I would have intercourse with a condom, But then he just didn't even want to. And so he ended up, I gave him a hand job and he, you know, ejaculated. That's, and then he just got up.
You know what? And he, you are what? An angel. I love what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, but then he got up right away and he went to take a shower and he left me there alone in the bed and he didn't touch me or try to like make me aroused. And I felt like really almost like abandoned.
I got news for you. You were just getting to know that he wasn't compatible. You were learning about who he was.
The I felt like he
three
got
months
so
in a relationship.
Yeah.
What?
He got so. I felt like he got so irritated with me about the oral sex.
I've got news for you. Have
back,
you ever seen a little baby, trying to get to its mother's nipple?
Yeah, I mean,
they
I
get
haven't.
Really upset.
Yeah.
I want you to understand, women need to feel good to do good. Men need to do good to feel good. When men try to feel good to do good, they're women. And when they drink and use drugs, they become women. And when women use sugar or drugs or booze to do good, because women go masculine and men go feminine, when they're drunk.
Right. So then, you know, afterwards, I went to sit in the living room and he came out of the shower and I asked him if he was angry at me and he said no. And then I told him that he barely touched me and, you know, that if he wanted to have he told me one time he wanted to have a lot of sex. I said, well, if you want to have a lot of sex with me, you have to try and get me to orgasm too, you know?
Right.
So, you know, he listened and stuff. And then I went home and, you know, I kind of tried to let it go and not make a big deal out of it. And then I noticed he stopped calling as much and he stopped texting as much. And then
went
out of town with his daughter. And then I wrote, I missed you. And he said, well, I'll call you on Sunday when I get back, because he was out of town. And then I waited. And he texted me at 8:30 saying, I'm tired, I'm going to sleep. So he didn't call. He just texted that he was going to sleep. And then the next 2 days, he didn't call or text at all. And he didn't call me to break up with me. He just sort of started
to. I fully understand that. He was testing and torturing you into surrendering and groveling or begging.
So then what I did was I said, can you talk? And then, you know, we got on the phone. I asked him, is this a good time to talk about our relationship? And he said, yes. And I said that I noticed that he hadn't been calling and he hadn't been texting.
Yes.
And I wanted to know what that meant, if that was significant. And
that's
if he still wanted to be my boyfriend.
That's beautiful. What did he say?
He said he didn't want to be my boyfriend anymore.
Okay, and so he terminated you and you're done with him.
Yeah, and then he said he respected me and that he didn't want a relationship. So he totally like went from one, he did like a 180.
What he
wants
is a free mama. He wants you to nurse him with your body.
Yeah, it was really hard for me because I was really attached to him. I had really strong.
I fully understand that. Was your father a man or a woman?
I think he was a man. I think both my parents were men and they were divorced. You know?
Oh, they're divorced. Why did they get divorced?
My parents were divorced. I think because my mom felt like he was a narcissist and she didn't feel like considered in the relationship. They moved here from another country and she didn't want
to
come here.
What you're saying is your mother didn't feel cherished. Was your mother a mother to her husband, your father?
My mom was single and she married again one other time and got divorced again. But my mom was more the masculine in her other relationship. She was more masculine,
okay.
I would say.
All right. So are you trying to do good to feel good, or do you want to feel good to do good?
I want to feel good to do good.
Then guess what? When a man doesn't help you feel good, would you be so kind as to do what you did and tell him? You're turning me off.
Yeah. And then he said to me, he said that he wanted to remain acquaintances and keep the door open for the future. So I didn't know what that meant. I thought it was
what that meant thing. Is he wants to date you to see if it's like a bed check. He wants to see if anybody's stealing you from him. I have no problem with that as long as you don't mind dating your ex-boyfriend and your body wants him to be a boyfriend. Does your body still want him?
My body still wants him, but I'm very angry with how he behaved.
I appreciate that, but you're not his mother. You're not a man. Would you please avoid men that don't cherish you?
Yeah. What should I do if he calls me again or texts me again? Or
by
I don't know
all
what...
means, date him. Just don't give him sex and don't grovel.
Okay. And don't contact him at all. Like
that you're
wait.
Still bonded to him. What?
Yeah, and, but don't contact him under any circumstance. Don't send him a high bye letter.
Do not chase him. Do not chase him unless you're the man. But man is spelled M-O-M. Mom.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you understand?
Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
So just wait and see what he does. And if he doesn't...
See what he does. He's got 8 weeks between every contact.
Should I send him a high-bye letter in 8 weeks, or should I just let it go?
Should you do what?
Send him a high-bye letter in 8 weeks.
If you want to, I have no problem with that, and you can call me and read it to me.
Okay. Okay.
But write it.
Right in, see. Okay. But don't ask for him back in the letter. Like, just essentially, I would just
honey,
write.
I'll show you how to do the letter. Have you ever done one?
I did one time before.
Okay. What was the result?
Well, I didn't end up having to send it because he reappeared before the 8 weeks.
Okay. So he didn't even go. But
I wrote
got
it,
the
but
pleasure
I didn't
of
send
write it.
It.
Yeah. That's yeah. fine. Please feel free to write the five paragraphs. Paragraph one, everything you like about him. Paragraph two, the pain of it not working out. Paragraph three, what you don't want. I don't want to be alone. I had a good time with you. Paragraph four, I want to have another relationship with you or somebody that feels good. Paragraph five, thank you for reading this letter. And if you want to respond, please do. Do you see?
Yeah.
So write the letter and let's test to see what his feelings are about you, because you're still not done with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Allen. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. We've got more calls coming up in our queue, and our Ronan at the switchboard is going to be calling you if you called into the show and you got in our queue. Expect maybe a call from a number you don't recognize, and we want to talk to you, not your voicemail. So please answer. All right. Caller, you are live in the hot seat with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. My question is a little bit overdue. I've been listening now and following Dr. Pat for maybe some years now and read the book. And my question is about kind of getting in contact with a lover. The scenario is just that we were, and for 2 years now throughout my detox, I had not physically seen him or contacted him. And now
still bonded to him. Are you still bonded?
I mean, I wouldn't be able to really tell because that was somebody I definitely wanted to be bonded to, and I definitely told him that. And then,
do you have a new boyfriend?
Oh no, ma'am. Well, I've had one since then.
Are you still bonded to this man?
I mean, I want to be, whether I try to do my work.
I asked you if you're still bonded to him and not available to new men.
I'm available for other men, though. I make myself available.
You're unavailable?
I make myself available for other men.
Okay, so you date other people?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and nobody has beat him out of the lineup.
No, some people have. People are better. There's much better options for me out there.
So what did you just say?
Others are better. There's probably a better man for me.
But are you looking for him, or are you still grieving over the loss of this man?
Both.
There is no both. If you're still grieving for him, you're still in love with him, aren't you considering sending him a bye-bye letter?
And I think that's the reason I'm calling, because I'm wondering if he does ever reach out or contact me, that would be the only way we would ever be in contact. And my question is like, should my first like initiation with him just be best and like healthiest as a high by letter, or should I? Yeah, that's really my question. Like, if we ever
do you want to be cherished by a man or respected? Do you want to be the man or the woman?
The woman.
Okay, then you cannot chase him. The high by letter is an overview of the relationship, because you still have feelings for him and you want to find out if he has feelings for you.
So maybe that wouldn't be the best option, I guess. So then, like, let's say he just says hi tomorrow. I just would want to be very healthy about getting...
Darling, you're going off in another circle. Whenever he calls you, answer the phone, because you're not done with him.
Okay.
But you want to send him a hi-bye letter to override your not getting an answer? You don't know whether he loves you, doesn't love you. You're really missing him. Do you want to do a hi-bye letter to get a response from him? Yes, I'm done with you. No, I'm not done with you.
I don't need an answer. I'm fine with never knowing.
Okay. So are you looking for a boyfriend now?
And yes. So then my second question is just about a guy that I just, you know, am in contact with and I talk to kind of every day.
Okay,
and
it's somebody that could replace him.
Oh, yes, I need a replacement, definitely.
So what's the question you're asking of this one?
Every day, his main, like, way to see or try to, it seems like his main way to chase me is by asking, what are you doing? So, like, if you're familiar, it's like an acronym, WYD, and it's like a way people in my age group kind of just converse. They kind of just like, oh, just ask
Darling,
you what throughout.
When a man is calling you, he's courting you.
Okay.
He's got lots of things to do, and you're one of them.
So how should I answer, what are you doing every day? Like, he asks consistently, sometimes earlier in the day, sometimes later. How do you answer, what are you doing, when you want to be a feminist feeling woman who's not necessarily working.
Do you want to ask him if he wants to date? And you would say to him, you call me every day and ask me what I'm doing. Now,
right.
I want to ask you, what are you calling me for? Do you want to date me? He may be too shy to ask.
Okay.
So let's just find out.
Okay. That works. Those remain. That was my two questions about my new guy and my old guy. It was so great speaking with you, and I just love to hear your voice.
What?
Thank you, caller.
Great speaking
with
you.
Wait, I'm hearing two people talking.
Have a great night.
Okay.
All right. We've got some more calls coming in, and we've got a high buy letter show going on tonight, Dr. Allen.
I understand that. It's a very good tool.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging.
Callers. We want to talk to you, not your voicemail. So it's going to take Ronan a minute or two to get another call up there. And so I love Brian called, and he can refer his friend to the show to hear about the high buy letter.
Yes.
Because you laid it out. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Allen. Just had a question to ask
hello.
You.
What is it?
So I understand that we must not complain, bitch, or moan unless we have to call a doctor, a police officer, or a lawyer.
That's not the answer. We must not teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him unless we have an appointment for the subject and the convenience of his listening.
Okay.
And I don't want, and I've written it in my book, I don't want women to ask for more, better, different love, affection, time together, or sex. Unless they make an appointment and have permission, because men are very, very sensitive to being controlled by women that are playing mama. Now, men that like mama, they love you to take over their life and take care of them. But that does not get women cherished. It gets women respected, which means you get more jobs.
Okay, so the main goal is to have an appointment if you're going to ask for something to be different or more or less or whatever.
That's exactly right. If you're going to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him, you've got to make the subject, and you've got to make time convenient for him. Otherwise, you're treating him like a mother with a little boy.
Right. And if you find if a woman finds herself making a lot of appointments to let this person know that the behavior is making her feel bad, it may not be in her best interest to continue.
I got news for you. Then she's going to accept things she doesn't like. Women have to feel good to do good. So I do not take a woman's right away if she does respectfully ask him for an appointment for the subject and the convenience of the time. And if you read, I've got all my tools and stuff are in my book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe.
Yes. In application of the book and your theory and example, if may I ask here on the show, if a man is dating a girl and he...
Wait a minute. Exclusively or just amongst many girls?
Amongst many girls, he's dating her and has met her 7 times. He's having a video date with her. He says he wants to get, he's pursuing a serious relationship, but he's obviously not in a committed relationship with the girl he met 6-7 times. And he says to the girl, let's talk, tomorrow evening. And the girl says, okay, what time? And they agree that they will speak at 7. And the girl, 10 minutes to 7 says to the guy, hello, I will be ready for you. I am driving home. I'm in traffic. Wait a minute.
Is it her date with him or his date with her? She sounds a man dating a guy.
The guy says, let's talk tomorrow. And they make a plan to speak at 7. And then the girl is driving
Whose date is it? Is it his date or her date?
No, they're dating. They are dating each other. They're dating each other.
I understand that, but who's the man, the guy or the girl?
The guy. The guy with the penis is the man, and the girl with the vagina is the girl, her role.
Yeah, well, that doesn't always work out that way. There are many men with vaginas and a lot of men with penises, a lot of women with penises.
In this particular
whoever the date is responsible for the date and the payment for the date.
Right, we're talking about a phone date. And in the phone date, the guy is supposed to call the girl. And the girl's driving home from work, so she doesn't want the guy to call, and she's not ready. So she informs the guy, hi, Mr. So-and-so, I am driving home.
She calls him to notify him that she's got to change the meeting. That's just etiquette. Etiquette.
Right. And the guy does not answer the message, the text message. He doesn't respond to the text message until 30 minutes later after the time that they were supposed to speak. So they're supposed to speak at 7. The guy answers her at 7:30 and says he was babysitting his nephew.
What are you doing with me?
So my question is, if a girl has a problem with the fact that this guy was not available at the time, he doesn't answer her for 30 minutes, yet he says he's looking for a serious relationship. She can make an appointment. At the time of the appointment, what can she say, or can she just walk away from the dating because it doesn't sound that she's really being treated in any high regard? What can she say to this individual who is not
Who couldn't meet at 7?
The gentleman never responded to her at the time of their phone appointment, which was 7. He responded to her at 7:30, says he was babysitting. He had a plan.
If she's waiting for perfection, it's not on the planet.
Okay, so waiting 30 minutes is normal, you're saying. It's normal etiquette.
Honey, it is no grounds for calling the police, a doctor, and a lawyer.
Or making an appointment, either. Correct.
Okay. See, what you're doing is you're fine-tuning the tools to such a degree that no normal human being could keep them.
Yeah, I was just wondering whether from your perspective, you thought that somebody making a date for 7, which is a phone date, and the guy doesn't answer till 7:30, whether that's acceptable or unacceptable in common society.
It depends on the girl. A girl tries to come back and date.
Okay.
So it's all, if it makes you, there are women that allow men to not be perfect. And there are men that want women to be perfect. Everybody comes in a different package, but I don't decide who's right and wrong for each other. It's what they work out.
Okay. That sounds good.
Good.
Thank you for answering that. Thank you.
Surely.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, we are moving on to our next caller here.
Good.
Talking to our switchboard, seeing what's going on.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Kelly. I have a question.
Hi. What do you want to ask?
A man asked me to be his girlfriend. Negotiated monogamy, continuity, and longevity, aiming for marriage, and he agreed verbally. However, after 2 weeks, he said to me that there is nothing serious between us, and if there is something serious, it means that he has to give me a ring.
If he says something serious, what's that?
It means that he said that there is nothing serious between us, and if there is something serious, he has to give me a ring.
You said that he had to give you a ring, or he did?
No, he said he did. He did.
So what are you asking me?
I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, now, say it what he said, and I'll see if I can hear what he meant.
So he said there is nothing serious between us. And
have you had intercourse with him or not?
No, not.
Okay. As long as you're not playing married or playing house, I think he's saying we are not in a committed relationship. And I would say that you would date other people and he would too.
Okay. And do I have to let him know that I'm going to date other men?
Well, you have already negotiated monogamy, continuity, and longevity. Is that what I heard?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well then say to him, I want to tell you that when you told me that we were not serious, monogamy, continuity, and longevity, I will start to date other men because I want to be a girlfriend, boyfriend, or a fiance, you know, aiming towards marriage.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank you, caller.
Sure.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. So what is that, Dr. Pat? He negotiates with her on continuity and longevity, and then 2 weeks later he comes back and says that they're not serious. What is that? Is that gaslighting?
What that is gaslighting. Yes, he's narcissistic. He wants to be the 10 and her the 0 that acts like a committed woman, while he has informed her that he's not a committed man.
Got it. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Am I up next?
Yes, it's you, love.
Oh, fantastic. Hello. Well, thank you so much. Hi, Dr. Allen. I'm so happy to take my call. Hi. So just one second.
Happy you called.
Oh, thank you. And I'm such a great voice. I love hearing all of your encouragement, the other ladies and gentlemen. So the reason I'm calling, I'm doing like dating, duty dating. Like I've had a few guys that I'm doing the 8 weeks with. So one guy who I like, I have a lot of passion, a lot of chemistry with him. I'm in my third round. Oh my gosh, so good. Hopefully, anyway, but we're in our third round of 8 weeks. So after the first 8 weeks, he said, so I had two dates with him, and he tried to make a serious move on the second date. And, you know, I said, not without a ring. I did my
of head-on things. So then I gave him 8 weeks, and he replied with, I forget why we aren't seeing each other anymore, or why we aren't seeing each other. And I talked to you at that time, and I said, great, I'd love to see you. And then I didn't hear from him. And then another 8 weeks, and I said, where did you go? And I didn't hear anything. But at the same time, when I texted, where did you go? Within that week, he saw me again online on a dating site. And he said, Lori, why aren't we seeing each other? And I said, I have no idea. I'd love to see you. But I didn't hear from him. So that was about 4 weeks ago.
Yes.
So I'm not doing anything, I guess, until...
Good. You're not doing... Are you dating him when he... Does he ask you to date?
No. We had 2 dates. And then he said... Because when I said not without a ring, he said... he thought we were trying to fit a square peg into a round hole.
I understand that. Okay. That's his narcissism. He wants to be respected for when he wants you, and he wants to be cherished when he doesn't want you. So that he runs the show.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with that, because I don't hear that you're having intercourse with him.
I am not.
Well, all you're doing is just duty dating and just dating.
Yeah, but I haven't seen him since November. And then June 1 will be the end of the next 8 weeks.
I fully understand that. I've had people do 4 rounds of 8 weeks. Are you getting anything out of it? Is he one of 3 men?
Well, I've been like duty dating. I'm just not really excited about anyone, but things are opening up. I'm going to, try to present and be out and see people a little bit more.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. What I'm hearing is he's slightly falling in love and then falling out, and then falling in love and then falling out.
Okay. What do I say when the 8 weeks come up? And can I send a photo?
What would you chase him for?
I don't
You're
want to
chase
him.
You're not in a committed.
No.
Are you? Well, if he's contacting you every 8 weeks, he's just being a normal guy trying to keep you from any other man.
Right, but if we get to the next 8 weeks on June 1 and I haven't heard from him, do I reach out to him?
For what? What would you reach out to him for?
I don't know. I guess I can't do another hi-bye or anything. I just, if...
Have you done one?
I did one, and he said, why aren't we seeing... he said a very nice thing. He liked it very much. And he said, thank you for that lovely text message. I can't remember why we stopped seeing each other.
Because he didn't want to see you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't want to chase you. I don't want to court you. He dropped you, and he was hoping you'd chase him. Don't.
Okay.
Do you do ritual strokes?
I did. I wished him a happy Easter, but I didn't hear anything.
Okay, but you did that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't hear... a commitment. Do you?
No, there is not. I don't hear that either.
So you may be one of his duty dates.
Okay.
They're not romantic. They're not real. They're just distraction dates, something to do while you wait for something better.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even. I haven't had a date since November. So when I get to the end of the next 8 weeks on June 1, if I don't hear from him, do I just not do anything?
Well, you can't do anything unless you're chasing him.
Right,
so
I don't do anything.
Are you wanting to be the man?
No, I want to be the woman.
Then you have to wait for him to chase you.
Okay, and so if he doesn't, I don't do anything.
You don't do anything, and if he doesn't call you within 8 weeks, he doesn't want you.
Okay, I think he doesn't want me. Okay, all right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Date other people.
Okay, that's what I'll do.
All right.
And then
good luck.
There was, was a, there was another guy who I had a date with. We did a, I did a hi bye. He said, thank you for your very sweet note. You're so very sweet. I've been tied up with a few projects, but perhaps we can speak later this week. Very nice to hear from you. I didn't hear anything.
But you
I said,
didn't
happy
hear
Valentine's.
From him.
Yeah,
did
I did
you
a
hear
happy...
from him?
No. And then I said, I gave him a ritual, happy Valentine's Day. He replied back.
Good. Sounds there, good.
Yeah. Do I do another ritual with him? Or
if you want to, do you want to keep tweeting his brain with you?
I guess. Anyway, I don't know. I can do one more. All right, I guess that's
all right.
It.
But I mean,
can
don't
I ask,
just...
Oh, go ahead.
Don't chase him.
Okay.
If he's not doing anything, what are you chasing him for?
All right. I think I need a whole new batch. I don't think any of these are working.
Why
I'm
not?
Wondering...
I want you to upgrade all the time.
Okay, I do want to upgrade. And then I don't know if you've talked about it during the show today, but do you have any thoughts about the Bill and Melinda divorce?
They were compatible when they had a family, and now they're two individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably going to be friends. But
yeah,
with that much money, they had to negotiate how to split it up.
Mm-hmm.
So many, many, many couples become friends when they get older, but they're really not in love anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Every piece of our life, the beginning of a relationship, people get married and have kids, and kids take up 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But after the kids are gone, back to school or gotten married or whatever they've done, there's not enough compatibility. That Bill and her, my sense is they're both very individual people, and basically they want to be able to date new people without being immoral, unethical, and illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So they've given a flat notice to the world that they're available for dating.
Do you think they'll remarry?
No, because they've grown apart.
No, remarry other people.
Oh, that's easy. I mean, if they want to, but they may not, because I think they had a very good marriage, but it just ran out of energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see? They're more
yeah.
friends than they are husband and wife. That's
mm-hmm.
my guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
But they seem friendly, and they seem healthy, and they seem good to human beings.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
See, we okay. live so long now.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah. who you married when you were 20, you wouldn't marry if you were 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
That's why I have people negotiating time, space, money, and play, because mm-hmm. you can outgrow each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, great. Oh, one more. There was a guy what? I hadn't met him, but we had gone back and forth a few times, and we'd had maybe two calls, and I'd met him on a dating
yes.
app. And
yes.
then last week he said, hi, Lori, just got back. Have to let you know that I need to disconnect while I pursue a relationship and see where it goes. It's new, so who knows, but need to focus. I wish you all the best.
That's a wonderful notice that he wants you to know that he may be back.
Ah, yeah, it felt not the best. I haven't responded. Do I respond?
Congratulations and best wishes on your relationship.
Thank you.
And if you want to come back to me, I'm here.
I really, it doesn't sound pathetic to say if you want to come back to me.
If it doesn't work out, you'd be more than willing to investigate. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking me this question.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have some feelings for him, don't you?
Yes.
Well, then, why don't we see? He has feelings for you, or he wouldn't want you to think he was totally gone. He's investigating a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, one more. There's a guy in Florida who calls, actually. He's been doing it for a few months. And he was going to be in Carpinteria for a month and wanted me to visit. Well, the house, he didn't book it in time. And so he's not coming out until October. But, in the summer, I could meet him in the Hamptons. He has a home in the Hamptons. But I don't really want to, I haven't met him. So how do I, if he calls kind of regularly, like every week or two, how do I let him know that I don't want to go to the Hamptons? Like, I don't want to go to him if I haven't met him before.
You don't want to go to him because why?
Well, we haven't yet met. It's I kind of like if they make more of an effort. Like, I just don't know that works very well if I travel across the country. I've never met him.
You're going to do it or he's going to do it?
Yeah, I'm more comfortable if he does it.
Well, what? Are you saying you won't let him date you if he comes near you?
No, I will. I'm happy if he comes here, but I'm not comfortable for a first date that I fly to the Hamptons.
No, you don't want to live with him in the Hamptons. Is that what you're saying?
No, I want, a day. I'd like to get to know him, but I don't want to, just be a whatever,
I just hear it. I hear a guy saying, would you date me if we come together long distance? That's all. Why don't you just say, call, and if it's available, maybe, and if not, no. In other words, don't set boundaries on things that may not even happen.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Allen, let's see if we have time for one more. I'm going to talk to Rona at the board and see.
Okay.
If we do, we might. I don't know. He says sure.
Hello?
Why not? Hi, caller.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. So, hi, Dr. Pat.
Hello.
So for the first time in my life, I did everything right. I followed your method. I asked for exclusivity. I got a promise ring. And then around the fifth month, things kind of fell apart. And
how did they fall apart?
We got into an argument that just lasted for
about
4 days.
What?
It literally was because I told him that he wasn't cherishing my feelings because he said something that was mean, and I was like, "Well, that hurt my feelings." And then he said, "Well, you hurt my feelings too."
Did you make an appointment with him?
No, I didn't make an appointment.
So you played mama with him?
Oh, I did.
Yep, you told him off. Without permission. That's disrespectful.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to send him an amends that you made a mistake?
Yes.
Then would you please say, I did not have permission to criticize you, to ask you, to do anything. I disrespected you and I'm so sorry. And I hope I haven't ruined us totally.
Well, that's the thing. I sent a high-bye
letter. Will you give me another? No, high-bye. I mean, you made a mistake. Write him an amends.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. So this is the thing. So after that, I made a further mistake in sending a hi-bye letter.
Dear, because it, I'm hearing that. I want you to please, if you're interested, make an amends for the first mistake.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question a man that wants respect. Please don't do those things without an appointment and a convenient time for him.
Got it.
Okay?
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You bet. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? Followed by action or inaction as soon as possible.
Love it. Thank you, Dr. Allen. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in and being with us tonight. We'll be back next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy Mother's Day.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.